The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Keep doing this. Hey, and we're here with the Gardener's Bench. We're down in Chester at the Master Gardener Symposium. It's the 20th anniversary of the Master Gardener Show. And I'm David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. My buddy Steve Crump is not here today. We gave him a day off. We came in early yesterday morning, and we're on the Palmetto Morning Show to promote our show. So I gave Steve the day off. I've got a booth down here that I've be manning all day. We're handing out some free stuff and promoting Carolina Fresh Farms. Like I said, this is the 20th anniversary, and if you didn't know where we're down at the Gateway Center, Conference Center. And that's actually in Richburg, which Richburg is on the, if you're headed toward Columbia, on the left side of the interstate, and Chester's on the right. So we're here, and everybody's coming in right now. I think everything really starts about 9 o'clock, and everybody's coming in, getting their little badges, and working, looking at what everybody has to offer. There's probably about 20, 25 different vendors here, and a whole day of education. This is put on by the Master Gardeners group in York County. I have the president coming and another young lady coming on a little bit later in the show to fill me in on everything that they're doing. But we have probably, I think they have about 320 people signed up for the symposium today. So looking for a really good day. So let's go back to where me and Steve usually start. We usually start with the weather. And today is a little cloudy, just morning breezy, but we got warm weather coming. It's going to be a good day. And tomorrow they're calling for 77 degrees. So I'm always like looking ahead. So I'm looking ahead at the weather. It goes back down Monday and Tuesday, a little bit cooler, but then the next 10 days they're calling for temperatures in the 70s. So that's going to be a good thing to get the cool weather out of here. You can almost feel it when you have a warm day. The cool air just pushes out, and the soil is still very cool. So like we talked about yesterday, it's really not time to do any planting. Now's the time for your lawn to do your pre-emergent. And that's preventing weeds. You can actually start killing some weeds in your yard now. It's going to start getting warmer. And if you're in your garden, it's not time to plant those tomatoes. I know 70 degrees is going to make people want to do it, but you need to be patient, clean your beds out, maybe add some. We sell a really good compost, blend in with some dirt, clean your beds. I know everybody probably has weeds in their beds. I do. Chickweed and hembit, things like that are popped up all winter. So I do have some winter plants still growing in my garden. And I did plant, you can plant some lettuce and spinach and stuff like that right now. But I do have broccoli and collards and some Brussels sprouts growing. So those things are still good for this time of year. But any other plant, cucumbers and zucchini, tomatoes, stuff like that, you need to wait until basically April the 15th. I know that seems like a long way away, but today is the last day of February, so it's not, we're not too far away at all, really. So that was a pretty speedy month. I want to do a shout out to my buddy Stig Johnson, He came down here this morning to help me man the booth. He's over there handing out some stuff now, talking to people. And he has a unique birthday. His birthday is February the 29th, which would be tomorrow if that was true. So he's going to be celebrating a birthday tomorrow. And we want to say happy birthday to Stieg. I know a lot of people know Stieg. He played in some bands and played music around Rock Hill. But his claim to fame, he worked at Quail Hollow Golf Course in Charlotte for 25 years. So he's a he worked at Smith Turf also, so he's a wealth of knowledge for me to have at a store. He was kind of tired of driving to Charlotte, so he loves driving 3 or 4 miles to our store and working and staying in Rock Hill. And like I say, he's probably forgot more about grass than I would ever know him, but it's good to have. It's good to debate him with things. And like I say, a lot of people will bring unique thing now is everybody has cell phones. You can bring take pictures. You can bring in a piece of grass from your lawn, and we can analyze it, look at it, and see what's going on with your grass. Pictures are very good. Even if you call the store, I'll give you my cell number, and you can send me a picture of something, and we can help analyze it and analyze what's going on. We offer free soil samples, which is a very good thing to do this time of year, is go ahead and get your soil samples out of the way, bring in a fist size of dirt and a fist size of dirt in a baggie, or we have a little soil sample bags, and we can send it off and let you know in about 2 weeks what you need to add. And that doesn't stop you from really planning and doing things. If you're waiting on a soil sample, you can always add to it. But it's always good in the winter, this time of year, to get that done. So I'm hearing some music down here with all the noise at the conference center. But we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
And we are on the road again. We are down at the Chester County, Richburg, the Gateway Center for the 20th Annual Master Gardener Symposium. And like I said a minute ago, everybody's coming in right now, getting signed in and getting their badges and their bags and all the looking at all the booths, and everything kicks off at 9 o'clock. But I have a couple special guests. My first one is Karen Loach, and she is the president this year of the Master Gardeners. So
yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you
to the
for
show.
Having me, David. Yeah. Thank you for being here again.
Yeah.
For so many years.
Yeah, we always, she said she's seen me here every year she's been around.
That's right.
So, it's the 20th, and I think I've been here about 15 of them, but I was talking with a lady last night. She said started at Winthrop and That's then went right. to Baxter Hood,
yep.
and now we're here.
So and now we're here. And last year we expanded into the full ballroom and increased. So we have about 300 people here that have come to the symposium today, which is amazing.
And you're using the whole facility now because
right.
behind us there's more vendors as you walk back there. I remember the first year they were all right there in that room.
Yeah.
But now they're all over the place. So
that's right. Good. If you haven't been here, it's a great facility.
Mm-hmm. And there's really nowhere in Rock Hill to host something like
yeah,
this.
So yeah. You'd have to head into Charlotte, which is
yeah.
a whole...
Well, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
We'll stay down here. So
that's right.
And so you get people from all over South Carolina coming to this,
We
right?
do. We have a lot of people. We actually have a couple people from Alabama that have come,
oh,
too.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we get people from all over. And we get speakers from all over, too. So our keynote, Dr. Jared Barnes, is... from Nacogdoches, Texas. So we're really interested to hear what he's got to say to us today.
Yeah. So what's some of the topics that we'll be talking about today?
Well, the keynote's going to be on thrivable perennials in the South. So Dr. Jared's going to really share how those perennials that, you know, are the workhorses of the garden can really work for you in the South. And then we've got Teresa Woodard. She's here talking about American roots and then gardening to the max, kind of more an artistic take on gardening, which is awesome.
Nice.
We also have Annie Martin, who creates moss landscapes, which is kind of a niche gardening
Ooh.
Section, but I'm really interested to see what she's got to share with us.
That's funny. A lot of people come in my store because I'm kind of a grass person.
Yeah.
And they say, I have moss, and that signals to me that there's not enough sun.
That's right.
Sun
you got a lot of moisture and no sun.
Yeah, no sun. So, I mean, there's, and I don't tell people to cut trees down. I tell them a lemon maybe or I'm not a proponent of cutting trees, but
yeah.
there's always different things you can do.
Or just go with
yeah.
it. Make
yeah.
a moss garden.
Make a moss.
If
yeah,
it's
moss
already growing
is green.
There. Yeah, you'll
it's
know
green.
It. You know it'll
yeah.
live.
Yeah. So you're from Fort Mill?
Yeah, I live in Fort Mill. Yeah. We've been here about 4 years. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
You like it?
I do. South Carolina is kind of the sweet spot for weather.
Yeah. Where did you move from?
Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody else a minute ago about from Louisiana.
Yeah. Which is beautiful in its own, you know,
it is.
A lot of humidity, good people, good food, but here we get all the seasons.
A little bit of hurricanes down there.
Yeah, a little bit of hurricanes and ice storms where we were, but, you know, yeah.
Well, I love to talk about the weather, and this year the beaches have had as much snow the last 2 years, which
all
is
the way
crazy.
Down to the Gulf,
I grew up. I've been 59 years in this area, and I can count on my hand the number of times Myrtle Beach has had snow.
That's right.
It's not something that usually happens.
Yeah, I know the Gulf Coast had it last year on the beach and this year, too.
So that's kind of pretty to see.
Yeah. Crazy.
I saw Jim Cantore was on the Outer Banks.
It's never good when he's near
when
you.
When you see him, have you seen that meme where he walks onto the beach and everybody sees him and just starts running like crazy? Like pretty,
understandable.
Pretty funny, but I've always loved the weather, so... So how many members do you have now?
We have about 120 members of the Master Gardener Association in York. And to become a Master Gardener, you take a class through the Clemson Extension Office. So it's basically like a one-semester class. It meets one day a week. And our extension agent teaches it, and it's wonderful.
Good.
And then after that, you do a certain number of volunteer hours, and then you're a certified Master Gardener, and you can volunteer with our organization.
Awesome. I know they do a lot of good things in the community. Miss Warden's coming on here in a little bit, talking about her par garden
and
Fort Mill. And then what other kind of things are y'all involved
We have
in?
Another. So Lisa will talk to you about their garden. And it's a big producer and donator of food, which is wonderful. And then we also have a garden at Tender Hearts that also produces food that donates to the community. But beyond that, we do the Laney Love Scholarship. So we give scholarships to graduating high school seniors for college.
That's awesome. $1,500
scholarships. Mm-hmm. So, and then we're at Ask a Master Gardener at Glencairn Garden every Friday.
That's right.
March through
that.
November. Yeah. So if you have any questions, we're out in the garden.
You're just out there wandering around?
Yeah, we wander around from 10 to 1 on Fridays. And we also have a little office in the Learning Center at Glencairn Garden. And our gardeners take care of the children's garden there. So they've planted that up. If you're over at Glencairn, check out the children's garden.
If you've never been to Glencairn Garden, you need to go.
It's beautiful.
Just don't go on prom week because everybody takes pictures. But you ought to go look at it now and then another month look at it because it's going to be rapidly changing.
Yeah, they've got some huge camellias out there that are so pretty. Yeah.
And Glencairn Garden was the actual... start location of Come See Me. That's where Come See Me originated, and Come See Me was just basically a weekend when they started it, but now it's 10 days coming up in April. But
that has really grown. Yeah. I know they're going to do a Mother Goose reading in the Children's Garden for Come See Me. The Master Gardeners are going to be a part of that. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So you get new members every year, and I've seen some of the same faces I've seen, and I see a lot of new faces.
Yeah,
so it's kind of good. Good we're doing that. So.
Yeah, we have a few members that have been here for all 20 years of the symposium, and then, you know, our brand new interns that just graduated from the Master Gardener class are out here volunteering today too. So
it's great to see how everybody works together. I came yesterday and they were all just busy bees.
That's right.
All right, well, here's some music. I think we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Sounds
thanks
good.
For
Thank
spending time
you.
With us.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products, mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
And we do love rainy nights. And we had a couple this week. Like, we, you know, always concentrate on the weather. But this day is clouds moving out and the sun's coming. So we're going to be having a good day this weekend. So 77 degrees tomorrow. How about that, man? Get out there. I think I'm going to go to a winter baseball game. I got some tickets. That's a good Rock Hill fun thing to do. Not much money. So and come see me. I got some free tickets at Carolina Fresh. So now I have Lisa Walden. I didn't mess up her last name. I called her Warden earlier for some reason. But
I'll answer to anything.
She's not like a warden. She's a super nice young lady.
Thank you.
And she is a member of the Master Gardeners. And she does a special project in Fort Mill. Why don't you tell us about the Par Garden?
Sure do. The Par Garden is located at the Ann Springs Close Greenway. And it's off the Dairy Barn Road entrance. And the Par Garden stands for Plant a Row for the Hungry. So all the produce that we produce throughout the entire year is donated to five different food insecurity places, Rock Hill, Chester, Fort Mill, and last year we hit our all-time high, 5,937 pounds of produce was donated.
How about that? Can you imagine 5,000 pounds of produce? I mean, a tomato doesn't even weigh a pound. So, I mean, what's the most vegetable in that 5,000 pounds? What was the most weight of something? What is it?
Definitely potatoes.
Potatoes, okay.
And onions.
Okay.
So we do several beds of potatoes and onions because we're trying to provide food that our clients would enjoy. Mm-hmm. So if you plant something sort of unusual, they don't know how to cook it.
Yeah,
if I don't know how to cook it, we don't need to plant
it. That's smart.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you about potatoes. I tried to do something last year and I just did not have luck. My grandfather used to plant this whole, he had a whole another city lot beside him, and it was all garden. He'd plant potatoes and take his tiller and just go through there and
get them up to the top, and it was always cool to watch him do that. So, but we're happy to have you here and what you do for that garden. And Carolina Fresh is just a small part of your garden. We provide them with some things they need sometimes, and they pay, but we try to help them out. And she sent me a beautiful picture of them laying on a big pile of mulch recently. So it was funny, and our marketing people did it, but I think they gave us more credit, but we had to tell them we didn't actually do the digging, but did the hard part. So.
We just appreciate everything you do for us. Yeah. We really do, because, you know, I've got a group of volunteers. We come out 3 mornings a week,
okay.
And we do this throughout the entire year. We only take a break kind of between, like, mid-December, mid-January, because it's just so cold.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing
there's not
to harvest.
Going on. Yeah, not much
you know,
going
we kind of glean it right before we leave in December.
Yeah.
But this is the time of year that it's time to amend your beds.
Exactly. That's
and
what I've
so,
been preaching, yeah.
So we've been using, you know, that chicken compost.
Yeah.
I swear by that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we've gotten so many loads from you, and we're going to get some more.
Awesome.
But
and we are doing a special for Master Gardeners here, $145 in one of these big super sacks full of it delivered to your house. So that's a good deal. And
very good.
Lisa gets hers delivered just in bulk. We can dump it in our dump truck, which... It's nice. You can do that at your house, too. It's not a big deal.
You can.
Yeah.
You can, as long as you make sure they know where to drop it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I told my guy, once we dump it, it's on the ground. It's hard to make sure you know where it's going. So.
And that's
only
where
a shovel that can move it. So.
And that's where our volunteers come in really handy.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have anywhere between 5 and 7 people that come out. You
that's
know,
cool.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and
really
we're just
nice.
Like family. It's great.
That's therapy, too.
It is. We love
garden.
It.
Do you have a garden at home?
I do.
What all do you have there?
Well, I have potatoes,
yeah.
And I have onions, and I have garlic.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the only thing I've got rolling right now, because it's going to take a little while, definitely for the potatoes. They're about 120 days before they're ready to take out, and onions are about the same, so... You know, I don't have a whole lot of space in that backyard, but, you know.
I don't either. I live in the city, and I just have all my beds. I have them built up, and that's just what I have. I don't really have any shrubs. I have two gardenias and a crepe myrtle, basically. And I have the rest of my stuff is, I have broccoli and collards and Brussels sprouts in there now.
Oh, good.
I have some strawberry plants growing, so they'll be ready, you know, before long, so. I do all kind of crazy stuff out there.
That's a good idea.
And just planted some spinach and over in one side, and some lettuce and stuff in one other. So I have a little solid thing out there. So I'll go out there and just clip it. And I always have rosemary. That's my wife loves cooking with rosemary. So
I need one of those.
They're easy to grow.
I know. There's nothing to it.
Nothing to
you know, one of the things that's really helped me at my home is that on the deck right outside the back door, that's where I plant all my herbs.
Okay.
So if I need to grab some chives or some thyme, basil, it's right at the back door. So it's not like I have to go all the way down into the yard. It's easy to grab.
That's where all mine are, right there. But my wife says go get it instead of her going to get it. So. we had a deal. She does the indoors, I do the outdoors. That's just been a thing. So it's for 37 years it's worked, so we're not going probably not going to change it now.
I doubt it.
But I do little things in the house, and she does. She comes out there and comments on what I'm doing. And she comes out there and makes a list for more things for me to do.
You know, we call that your honeydew.
I know. Man, y'all women love to make lists.
Well, because
that's how stuff gets done.
You know, no, because let me tell you why. We make the list because you'll say, well, you didn't tell me that. Oh, yes, I wrote it right down here. Here it is. It's on the list.
And now we can look at text messages and stuff, too. So it doesn't really go away. So
no.
I sent you that.
It's forever.
So Lisa did a beautiful, the centerpieces for the tables in there. But we got to take a break. But I love, thank you for coming on here.
Oh,
I hope
welcome.
You have a great day today.
You're so welcome.
We'll
thanks
be right
for
back.
Having us.
Down the street, got a good looking woman with her arms around me, here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything. No matter what the weather, air to mix it better.
We've been keeping our customers warm for over 30 years, and we want to do the same for you. Don't wait. Call me, Benny Etter, 803-327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And it's gonna be a lovely day. We're down here at the Gateway Conference Center in Chester, South Carolina, for the 20th annual Master Gardener Show. We just had two guests here. Awesome, the president. Karen and my friend Lisa, that does a par garden over in Fort Mill, giving food back to the needy. And we're down here all day. The Master Gardeners of York County doing classes and a conference, and got some vendors, and we have a booth over here, Carolina Fresh. Come down. They actually let people come in after lunch if you want to come look at some vendors. There's some nice vendors with plants and all kind of things down here. So it's a right off 77, down in exit Highway 9, take a left across the interstate, and it's tucked back there. You can see it before you take a break. So thank you for my guest today. It was very good. I forgot to announce that the Gardener's Bench is on every Saturday from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI 1340 AM, 100.1 FM, and on the app or on the WRHI.com. You can listen to it. Anytime. You can go by on the website. I was telling these young ladies, you can go on there and click on Gardener's Bench and listen to episodes if you actually get that bored. But like I said, we're down here all day. Looking forward to being back in the studio next week with Matt and Steve. I think next week we're going to be talking about what do you do for your plants right now. We've been trying to do a little theme each week, and we've done my grass stuff the first week, and we did the Master Gardeners this week, so I had to turn it over to Steve, and we'll be talking about plants and things to do for them right now, coming up in the spring. You don't always wait, you know. Sometimes you have to wait to trim. Some bushes you can trim, but good time for that. Like I said, we've got good weather coming up, 77 degrees Sunday. We've got a little cooler temperatures Monday and Tuesday, but then after that, you're looking at 10 days in the 70s. So everybody's going to be wanting to get out in that yard and do some things. I may have to sneak off and play some golf this week, too. I'm trying to work that in this week since I'm not coaching anymore. So, but we thank the Master Gardeners for having us down here. I've probably been involved in about 15 of these things over out of the 20, so I feel pretty good about that. Like I said, a lot of familiar faces are here, and some new faces, and people from all over the state of South Carolina. So Carolina Fresh Farms, we're a family-owned business. We are across the state, so if you know people in other cities, we actually have stores in Anderson, Greenville, Columbia, Aiken, and Somerville. And then my store in Rock Hill, which we call the Premier Store. It's funny. But reach out to any family you know. We all basically carry similar things, so it's kind of a brand thing that we do across the company. And looking forward to helping everybody this spring. Ourselves have been picking up, started about the middle of February, and we're rolling on into the spring right now. So everybody's got some things to do in their yard. It's a good time to get outside. We're trapped in here. We actually had a winter this winter, so everybody's ready to get outside and do something in their yard. This weekend will be a good time to get out there and do it. So, well, we'll see you next week, and look forward to being back in the studio. See you later.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most